Advocates on all sides of the fracking issue say they need more details from the Cuomo administration about the decision to restart the rulemaking process. Catherine Nadeau with Environmental Advocates of New York says Governor Cuomo has heard the public outcry over health concerns related to fracking, and it's good news that the state is restarting the rulemaking process. But the problem is New Yorkers are still in the dark as to what happens next.
What we don't know is whether or not the state's going to hold off on issuing permits until this new public process has been completed. And that's what we need to hear from the governor. What will this process look like? Who's going to be involved?
The Department of Environmental Conservation has received 80,000 public comments so far on the controversial gas drilling process. Jim Smith with the Independent Oil and Gas Association of New York says his members are growing frustrated with delays and will hold the governor to his pledge that the decision will be based on science.
Certainly 4.5 years to review proposed regulations and a new environmental impact statement should be enough time in our view, so we would not support a back-to-the-drawing-board approach.
Nadeau says new evidence linking fracking to negative impacts on people's health and water quality have come to light since New York began taking public comment, so she disagrees with the industry's claim that enough time has already been allotted for study.
That couldn't be farther from the truth. Everywhere that fracking has happened nationwide, there have been stories about people becoming ill, about children with asthma increases, about elderly people having trouble breathing.
In late September, Cuomo also agreed to conduct a new study into the potential impacts of fracking on public health. No timeline has yet been determined for that study.